My special guest this afternoon is Nick Wolfe, and he's one half of the Wolfe Brothers, a country duo from Tasmania. Good afternoon, Nick, and welcome to Connect.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
Nice to have you down there in Tasmania, too. I hope the weather's better than it is here, because it's very...
She's a bit fresh. Wind has certainly kicked in, so it's all good. That's what we expect down here, and... trying to stay warm and trying to keep my clothes drying. That's what I'm doing today. I've got a rare day off tour and back repacking, reloading, and getting all my washing done.
Excellent. I've just played the title track of your current album, which is called Australian Mate. Is this an original composition?
It is, mate, yeah. We wrote it with Graham Connors, who's a very man in the country circles in Australia. Okay. Actually wrote it probably 8 years ago, I think.
Okay.
And we wrote it at his place in Mackay. Had a wonderful day up there. And when we first wrote it, it was more of a ballad. And for whatever reason, the album we were making at the time wasn't the right fit, I suppose. And it got put in the archives and nearly forgotten about. And when we came around to making this album, Tom sort of rediscovered it and said, this is actually really, really good. We should think about recording this and listen to it like, oh, what have we been doing? Why have we been sitting on this? So we kind of recorded it and so I guess we tried to put more of a uplifting kind of production behind it and tried to harness a bit of the sort of like, early 90s Australian sort of pop and rock sound a little bit, that's kind of like James Rain, Darryl Braithwaite and those sorts of guys that sort of just makes me think of peak Australia,
Okay.
And I guess we wanted to get a bit of that energy on there. So we were really stoked with how it came up. And, yeah, it's been really well received.
It's a great song. And I wanted to ask you about that, even though it's eight or 9 years ago since you wrote it. The questions I'm going to ask you about, what's it all about? I've got an image of a new car, a Vietnamese girl, and a premature baby girl. Have I got the right images?
It's the right pictures, and the overall theme is, mate, it's we're very, very lucky to live in this country. And is it perfect? No, I reckon it's got to be one of the best places in the world. And there's nothing like being Australian, mate.
So where did the Vietnamese girl come in?
First in the song, it's a guy meets a girl who's her parents are Vietnamese immigrants, and they fall in love, and then they have the baby. And
it's fictitious, is it?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's a true story, but I'm sure it's all happened out there, mate.
I was trying to piece it all together because you're picking up the car in Adelaide. It's a new car. It's Australian made, so I'm thinking Holden, perhaps. Comes the Vietnamese girl,
absolutely.
Anyway, so I know the Wolfe Brothers have been around for a while, at least 15 years, and. You say you can't claim to be an overnight success story, and I don't think you ever have, but can you fill us in about your rise to the national prominence that you're enjoying today as the Wolfe Brothers?
Certainly can, yeah. We started, we've always been playing music together. We're obviously brothers. We come from a musical family. We built a following with our band in Tassie for many years, doing covers and rodeos and BNS balls and pubs and weddings and all sorts of things. We started writing our own music, put out an EP, couldn't get much traction over on the big island, and we needed something to kind of ignite that, and Australia's Got Talent came along in 2012. We were a bit apprehensive to sort of go down the reality TV path, but it was a really, really great journey for us in the end, and got us in front of a lot of people. We came runners up on there, and through that we got signed to our record label ABC and our management, and we've literally been on the road ever since. And living the dream. We hope it can continue for many more years to come because we just love it.
I'm sure it will. ABC Records, that to me, that's almost guarantees you lots of exposure nationwide.
They're a great label, very supportive of what we do and give us the, kind of freedom to be creative and back it up their end. They're not telling us what to do. They kind of, support our vision of where we want to go with our music. And, we're really lucky to have paired up with them early on in the day and continue a great relationship. It's not always the case with record labels. Things can go astray, but...
I guess in the case of the Wolfe Brothers, you've got the runs on the wall. Your last album was very successful, so I guess they're probably saying, why touch something that isn't broken? Listen, apart from being entertainers, I understand that you're fruit farmers in Tasmania. So the obvious question is, how do you manage to combine entertainment with hands-on roles in fruit farming?
We're fourth-generation berry farmers and musos. Our great-great-grandfather was a fiddle player and he had a Wolf Family Orchestra, and they used to travel around doing barn dances and things back in the olden days, you know. And then Dad played in a band all around Tassie, and I think it was always his dream to kind of to make it and get out there and tour the world. He never really got to do that, but he enjoyed playing his whole life. We always had very, very supportive parents who encouraged us to chase down music, and they were behind us all the way. So
okay,
yeah, I don't have a lot to do with it personally these days. I've sort of got my own place up in the north of Tassie, but Tom's still on the family farm in the house where we grew up with his young family, and they're chipping away and keeping it going. So yeah, it's really nice to have that sort of tradition in both kind of aspects, and you know, we sing about it a lot, and it's inspired a lot of our music. So it's you know, country music's got to come from a real place, and a lot of it comes from there for sure.
So here's the genuine, just in case you're wondering, folks, I'm talking to Nick from the Wolf Brothers. He's Nick Wolf. He's apparently the better looking, the more intelligent one of the two. Tom's the other guy, and is that correct?
That's what I'd like to think so, man. I think you've accurately summed it up there. I reckon that's good.
Tell him about it sometime, but not today. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about your current album there, Australian Made. I would describe it as country, and I describe it as an album with a very solid rock beat. To me, it's designed to get crowds in pubs and festivals and all that up and dancing. Would that be a fair impression?
That's a very accurate impression, mate. We really thought about that. We were needing a little bit of more firepower in the live set. Yeah, I guess a lot of the tempos and songs we chose for the album were with that in mind, and it's been really great. You know, I think we've really got our live show dialed down now. We've always prided ourselves on being the best live band we can possibly be. That's what we love to do, and that's why we do this whole thing for those couple of hours on stage. So everywhere we go, regardless of where it is, we want to leave them wanting more. So you got to have those firepower songs in there, and Australian Made, we sort of nailed that, and there's a bit of everything on there, as you say. Rock, and we're a country band, but you know, rock's always been a huge part of our influence. Our background is playing in pubs and playing Aussie pub rock, and it all comes out when we write and record. So don't try and be anything we're not. We just do what we love.
Tell me about your writing process. Both of you are in the band there together. You live down in the north of Tasmania. Your brother lives down the south. So what's your writing process? Do you write together?
We write together. We sort of you go along on tour, or you know, through life or whatever you're doing, and you know, you just got to keep an open ear and open eyes, and listen out for those phrases maybe people will say to you, or something you see, or whatever's going to be that inspiring thing that'll kick off an idea for a song. And it's great now. You know, we have phones. You don't have to carry around notebooks and tape recorders anymore. We can just hum a little tune into the phone and have it there for later, or write the ideas down. You know, my notes in my phone is just an encyclopedia of stuff I've jotted down as I've heard or seen. And that's one of the best parts of this whole thing is turning those initial ideas into songs that didn't exist when you got together and wrote it. We do a lot of co-writing too. You know, we'll go to Nashville and around Australia and write with different people, and we love doing that. It's great to have another person's kind of, you know, creative mind a different perspective on things and take it in a way maybe, you know, I wouldn't have personally, and just it's that combination of ideas that often makes something really good.
Do you go to Nashville personally, or do you do this on the phone as well?
We went over earlier in the year. We had a crazy week, actually. We were only there for a week. We wrote 13 songs, you know, 13 different writers. We had all these ideas, and we've been over there a bit now, so we've sort of we're able to match our ideas to, you know, who we know would write that sort of song well. And very inspiring place, you know, Music City. Everyone's a muso or an artist or somehow involved. It's hard not to be sort of, you know, hyped up and creative when you're there. So really productive week. And, yeah, we're just sort of delving into putting some of those songs together and starting the next album now. So the show rolls on.
You've worked pretty hard supporting other acts around the country for quite a long time. And then, of course, you did your own big national tour at the end of 2023, early 2024. And you've taken about an 18-month break. And, of course, this tour is on the road now. It started in April, didn't it? And it's winding its way around. It ends in at the end of August at the Gympie Muster up there. So that sounds all pretty grueling. How do you cope with spending so much time on the road?
About the only bad part of it is the travel and the planes. You know, the playing, the getting out there. It's a pretty good job driving around with your mates playing music. It's doesn't get much better. So yeah, a bit hard on the, you know, family life and keeping things running at home. But
that's why you have to do your own washing.
We've got very supportive wives and families, and yeah, we just do what it takes. So
yeah. you have to do your own washing. I hear today.
doing a lot of washing today. Yeah. There's a lot of black t-shirts on clothes racks, and the fire's going, and it looks like a laundry in here, but that's okay. We've got to fly out on Wednesday again, so okay. I'm going to need these things dry.
And you're coming to Melbourne soon as well. And I'll tell you where you are, guys. But if you want to go and see them, they're really worthwhile seeing the Wolf Brothers, and they'll play their album for you. And there's lots of good tunes you can get up and dance to too. And they're at the Hallam Hotel on Thursday, the 18th of June, and on Saturday, the 20th of June, they're on the York on Lilydale up there in Mount Evelyn, which is pretty close to us, folks. So what can they expect apart from those great tunes? You got anything else happening? Who's co-starring with you? Who's your support act there?
Taylor Moss is joining us for those shows. Okay. So she's a great Aussie country artist, on the rise, doing great things. She'll be opening the show and probably get up and do a couple with us. One thing we have been doing on this tour that's really been a great challenge for us is we sort of get on the socials in the days leading up and ask for requests. So, we've had a lot of singles and a lot of albums over the years, so the songs we have to play, but it's nice to get maybe some deep cut kind of requests, or maybe it'll be a random cover or something. And in that segment, our challenge to ourselves is we don't want to play the same song in that bit for the whole entire tour. It's a good challenge to us, a lot of lyric remembering and remembering how these things go. There's songs, there's been a few that I've forgotten even existed, and it's been great to bust them out and revisit those. That's a great thing. We've been at this for a while now. We've put out a lot of stuff, and often we'll hear stories about how certain songs really meant a lot to someone. If we can make that work and play it on that night, well, we certainly will.
I guess you're going to have all your albums on sale at the merch desk there, including a new one, Australian Made, or not so new now, but it's the current album.
We'll have all the merch running, and we'll come out at the end and say good day to everyone and sign anything you want and get a photo and have a yarn and part of it, and we love it.
I'm going to play another track from your album. In fact, Hometown Like No Hometown, like my hometown, I beg your pardon.
That's all right.
I was changing the lyrics for you there. You wanted to change things, so I'm just doing it for you. Can you sing it that way next week in Melbourne? Don't forget, folks, 18th of June, Hallam Hotel, and the 20th of June, York on Lilydale. There's other places to catch them, and they're in Geelong the night before, in case you're wondering what they're doing on the 19th of June. You're at the Gateway in Corio, I think.
We are, not going to mention that, but you beat me to it, so that's great.
Well, it's the Adam Harvey Memorial Hotel. He lives just down there. Getting back to the subject, Hometown Like My Hometown. Tell us about that song.
We were very fortunate to grow up the way we did, and I guess, not everyone could have a hometown like we got our town. It wouldn't be physically possible, but it's just a song to say, we're so lucky to grow up the way we did, and I wish everyone kind of got to experience that, because a lot of people, you don't get to choose where you get born and how you grow up. So it's kind of just a bit of a tip of the hat to the Aussie way of life.
Nick and Tom will be on tour, and you'll be able to catch them, as I said, at the Hallam Hotel on the 18th of June, and again on the York on Lilydale on Saturday the 20th. And if you feel like a trip down to Geelong way, go and pick them up at the Gateway in Corio on the 19th. Have I done it all?
You've done it very well. Couldn't have done it better myself.
We look forward to seeing you on the road very soon, and all the best to Tom as well.
Thanks so much. We can't wait to get over there.
Bye for now. Bye.